Yeah, I always imagined that, like, one of us gets super famous for something, and, like, in the middle of accepting an Oscar, we plug Crime Pop.
Yes.
It all goes back to that.
Welcome, Buckos and Biscuits, to this episode of Crime Pop. Got it right this time, I think. Today, Jeff will be hosting, and he's going to take us through some wild adventure that we have no idea about because we don't discuss these before we start. This is the show where we talk about fictional crime as if it happened in real life. We talk about the consequences and such. So why don't we do that, Jeff? Can you start talking about fictional crime as if it's true crime, and then we'll go on to the consequences and stuff.
Sure thing. Real quick, who are you?
Oh, I'm, wait, did I introduce myself?
No, or us.
You didn't introduce anybody.
Oh. All right. So, from the top, this is Jeff and...
What?
No. Just start with yourself. Just start with yourself.
All right.
From the top, episode one. Yeah. Here we go.
I'm Trevor, joined by Sydney Bowman.
Hello.
And Jeff Wyrick.
Aloha.
And all of the intro stuff was done before this, so pretend like I just said that, Jeff.
When am I going to... This one's going to have to go uncut. I don't know what I'm going to do for that.
Don't add that part in.
I'd cut out the whole first attempt of the intro at the Sherlock episode, and then about 20 minutes in, we'd have like a full 10-minute conversation about it. Like, oh, fuck, I gotta go put it back in. Today's episode is going to be structured a little different on how the crime, on what the focus of the conversation, I think, will be. It'll still be crime-focused, but I want to talk less about what he did and more about what happened. So I'm talking about the character named Lee from the Walking Dead Telltale game, season one. So have either of you two buckos played that game?
I have not.
Yeah, I turned on the game, but like I didn't even make it to like I guess the opening cinematic. So I like they start out in like a pharmacy or something, right?
That's the first area they go to. So essentially, yeah. It's a really good game. It's a point and click essentially, based in the Walking Dead universe, but not the same story. There's a couple characters that overlap, but they're not important. Like the core group is not in the show or in the comic. I mean, there's more bleed over into the comics or the graphic novels for Walking Dead, but it's mainly its own thing. So. I want to talk about, and I want to mention what I want to discuss before I really get into it so you guys can kind of be thinking as I'm saying things. It opens telling us about a crime. Then the zombie apocalypse begins. Like, at the start, the apocalypse is not happening. So I want to discuss what a convicted criminal's role in a society like The Walking Dead. Like, if there would be any sense of societal obligation to uphold laws, or at that point, are you just trying to survive as best you can? So, it opens with the main character, Lee, in the backseat of a police cruiser, being arrested, talking with the police officer. You don't learn the crime until later, you just know he's being arrested, but he's arrested for murdering someone who was having an affair with his wife. He was a college lecturer, but you know, now he's arrested. And so that's happened. He's in the back of a police cruiser for that, for murder. Heat of passion. Then the police car gets run off the road. Police officer turns into a zombie. He escapes. He then meets up with this little girl named Clementine. She's home alone. He saves her from the zombies who are in the house. Her parents are on business trip in another town called Savannah, and she's home alone. So he... In really just the effort of protecting her, takes her in with him, and they go somewhere safe. They then meet up with a character named... Did either of you guys watch the show?
I sure did not.
I saw bits and pieces. I watched a good portion of, I guess, season 7. Like, they're in, like, this super tall building. where like there's this super tall building, and like I didn't really understand what was going on, but like I got the feeling that there were different groups of people with their own sets of rules, I guess. That's really what I got from that part of the show. But it's super long, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's super long. And it's also the show, I mean, you know, not to completely shit on something, but it's not a good show. Most of the show is really lame.
It's a piece of horseshit.
I've seen like half of one episode.
Okay, that's fine. So, they go to the farm of a character who exists in the show named Herschel, who was pretty prominent in the early seasons. He goes there with Clementine, introduces himself as that. They meet a group with Herschel, Lily, who is Herschel's daughter, a guy named Kenny, his wife, Kenny, who becomes like a secondary protagonist. Not that you play as him, but you know. They meet his wife, Katya, and their son, Duck. You also meet a character named Larry and a character named Carly. Harley being a reporter, like an investigative reporter.
That's such a stupid name.
And initially, Lee is kind of wary to be around her because she is in that area and is a reporter. She could have known something. So Lee's there, joins the group of survivors, starts helping build up a base to survive. And it being a choose-your-own-adventure game, there's a lot of different things that can happen. For the sake of the conversation, I'm going to pick choices that I think progress the story the quickest. There's some choices you make that don't really do anything other than create an extra problem that doesn't really go anywhere. So something happens with a walker attack, and one of Herschel's farmhands gets trapped underneath a lawnmower, and Duck, who is Kenny's son, gets trapped in the fence and is going to be attacked by walkers. You have the choice to then save one of them. Assuming you go after Duck, you save Duck, and then the other guy doesn't make it. For the sake of discussion, we'll say that's what happens. If you do the other thing, Duck still lives, and you just kind of someone says, like, next time, go after Duck. But let's say Duck lives. So now Lee has, risking his own life, saved the strangest kid. As well as this other strange kid, Clementine. They then bounce and go to, because they're running low on supplies. They leave, hang out, and go to a pharmacy. That's where they meet a character named Glenn, who's also big in the show. Lee then saves them from another walker attack. And from there, they go to a motel place and kind of get comfortable for a few months. That's when Carly has a discussion with Lee of saying, I know who you are. And he asks if she's going to tell. She says essentially that at this point, it's not her place. You know, that world doesn't really exist anymore, but if these people are your friends, I think you should tell them. So, assuming he chooses to tell people, only one conversation is particularly important. It's where he tells Kenny, and Kenny, he says, hey, Kenny, I want you to know that I was arrested for murder. And Kenny basically says that he doesn't care. Like, as far as Kenny's concerned, and as far as Kenny's seen, Lee is a good guy, and that doesn't affect the current situation. And he says that he would say that about anybody there if they told him the truth about something they had done. Just out of curiosity, what would your guys' stance be in that situation? So say you're in some apocalyptic situation and someone you're traveling with who, for months now, who has saved you and you've saved them and you're helping each other, he comes and tells you, says, hey, before this started, I was a murderer. I killed someone. What would your guys' reactions to that be?
Go ahead, Trevor.
I don't know. I guess honesty goes a long way. Like this person said it, right? Like said it, hey, I'm a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So honesty goes a long way. And plus, if you're seeing good qualities in the person, like the person is saving you, like it gives you a lot of reason to trust this individual. Maybe after this conversation, you'll probably be a little more wary. Like there will probably always be something in the back of your mind, like this person is capable of, you know, murder. But At the same time, I don't know, like, I feel like the other qualities would outshine everything. And also, this is, like, assuming we don't know the whole story. Like, it, like, this person literally just came out and said, like, I killed somebody. Like, just that? Mm-hmm. We don't know what the circumstances were?
He may have explained off-screen, but I don't think in the game it says why. He says why he did it.
Okay. Yeah, like, if it were straight, like if we don't know, I would say exactly what I said. Maybe you would be a little wary. Like, you would be a little wary, but I feel like if you are traveling with somebody for months and, like, they've had your back multiple times, that's probably a good reason to, like, earn some amount of trust.
Yeah.
My stance.
He does say, assuming, just to build off that point, Trevor, if you don't tell Kenny, there is a moment later when the game makes him find out, and he has a moment of, like, why didn't you just tell me? Like, even then, he's like, I'm not upset that you did that. I mean, I get it, shit happens, but, like, you should have told me. So, to trust going a long way, that's fair.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a which one is more beneficial in the moment type thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
is mm-hmm. it worth risking, like, this rapport that you've built with this person by damaging that relationship? Or
yeah,
does their, what would that have been? Like, their willingness to save you so many times, does that outshine the horrible things that they've done in the past?
Exactly. So it's, that's something I want to talk about later of, like, okay, so before I say that, for what I think, it's hard to not let human emotions get to you over analytics.
Right.
Like, it would be hard in the moment for me to not just forgive this person. Like, for everything I've seen them do, like, you know, that's a different you, but it could totally not be. I mean, I think I'd probably still give in to, like, feeling safe. And, like, thanking them for telling me, maybe be a little wary going forward. But I mean, at that point in a survival situation, like, you can't really be holding due process.
Right.
So something I wanted to talk about, the reason that I specified that it was a heat of passion killing before is because while there are a lot of, like, when you're in the zombie apocalypse, it's all heat of passion, you know, like, he's saving people off instinct. Like, he saw Clementine there and said, all right, you need to come with me and be safe. I mean, he's been helping these people, you know, just because it's what you have to do. And if he said he was doing all this to get away from going to jail, I think that would invoke a different reaction. But he is just helping people. Later on, Herschel dies in the game. And it's something like he's bitten by a zombie, he starts to turn, and they need to kill him.
Jeff, you didn't say spoiler alert.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. By the way.
This whole podcast is a spoiler alert. We just need to clarify that. Yeah, I know. Really. Beginning of every episode, spoiler alert.
Welcome to Crime Pod. Spoiler. So he dies because he's bitten. So much happens in the first season. But after Herschel dies... Well, I can explain how, I suppose. They go to a farm where they're getting help from people, and they learn that this farm is filled with cannibals. Like, they're killing humans and feeding them, and they escape from that. Lee finds this out, stops them from ever eating people. He does kill somebody in the escape, I believe in one iteration, in, like, the best iteration. He kills one of the guys who's trying to kill them. What's up, Sid?
It's a zombie apocalypse, and they're... eating people?
That is correct, yes.
That's just stupid.
So there's a cool moment in the game. There's a cool moment in the game where, like, it shows that they don't understand a lot of the mechanics. Like, they think there's a part in the game where they think that you can only turn if you're bitten. As opposed to, I mean, in Walking Dead lore, if you die, you turn. Like, that's just how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff that they don't know how things work.
Okay.
Trevor, do you have something?
I guess just going off the cannibalism.
Oh, you.
I guess this group thinks, oh, it's the perfect time. Like, everyone's getting eaten anyway, so might as well.
Right, yeah, might as well profit off of it. Right, yeah,
profit.
So upon escaping and Herschel's death, Lily, being Herschel's daughter, goes canon, like fully loses it on them. You're presented with the option of, and so against what, like crimes in general in this world, she is in a situation where the group wants to kick her off. Like, she's dangerous. She can't be trusted. And they're in a traveling RV and they need to get rid of her. Based on what she's done, Lee can either choose to bring her in or kick her to the curb. And later she dies. Like, you see her body. Assuming you bring her in, she like steals the RV in a little bit anyways, and she's still out of the game. So it's basically just like when you get fucked out of the RV. Would Lee's decision in that... So she has not yet killed someone in cold blood, Lily. But she's threatened them and fired them and tried to abandon them. Lee, it's essentially on Lee's shoulders, though, to make the decision. If, based on what Lee's done and how he's asked for forgiveness, what choice do you think he should have made there?
I guess...
Trevor's making a face like, fucking leave her.
So what... Sorry, what negative thing did she do?
She had threatened them. She had tried to abandon them in the RV. She didn't want Herschel to get killed. Mm. So when he died, she started to resent the group. So she tries to abandon them in the RV at gunpoint, essentially.
Okay. So from a survival standpoint, she's got to go.
Okay.
Like, I mean, it's like the individual versus the group, right? Like, numbers trump the individual, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my take on it.
Yeah, so, like, even though you need people, like, you need numbers, like, everybody, like, you need people, but, like, everybody has to do, like, a job and has to contribute to the group. If somebody is, like, a negative, then... this like dead weight,
mm-hmm.
which is unfortunate because I'm sure there are many situations where like having this extra person would like it might even save the group, but like just from like I don't know, even like a safety standpoint, like you can't have somebody so volatile in your group, my opinion.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. So so what I'm getting is at this point the past and morals are no longer in question. It's just a survival thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I say. We are also I don't know about your skeletons, but like I haven't done anything. No, but like we're not in like the same situation as Lee. I'm assuming. You guys
right.
are telling me, right?
Right.
Anyway, we're not in the same situation of like having this baggage in our past. So I guess that doesn't weigh on us the same way that it would weigh on him, where right. like he might be led to suggest that she be forgiven.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay. So moving forward, I'm going to kind of speed around a bunch of stuff that I don't think has important. Pertinence to the discussion, but they go forward. Duck, the little kid, gets bitten. Katya, the mother, commits suicide. Kenny's now got nothing left. And Kenny and Lee are also becoming BFFs at this point. Like, they're super tight. As well as Lee and Clementine. Like, the whole... Lee's whole persona, every decision he makes is to protect Clem. Like, that's everything he's doing is for her. They hear someone say that, like, on a walkie-talkie... when they go into this new city, that Clementine's parents are being held in Savannah. And Clem's like, we need to go there. Upon a series of things that happen, Clementine going missing by this man named Vernon. Oh, Lee also at some point earlier, when they're on like a train for a little bit, acknowledges that he's not a fit guardian for Clementine. Like, between what he's done and him just not knowing what to do with raising Clementine, he's not who's best. And the guy on the train essentially says, everybody's just doing what we can. Like, just keep going with what you're doing and hopefully things work out. So Vernon, a bad guy, captures Clementine. And they've met a new group named Omid and Krista. And so Lee's walking around like thinking like, I need to go find Clementine. And when he's walking around by himself, kind of distraught, he gets bitten. And it's like, it's a light bite, but he gets bitten on the arm. Yeah, I know. So this is bad.
No.
This is bad. He then, with Omid and Krista, you have the option of telling them or not telling them that you've been bitten. Because he was the main character of the game, the bite took a long time to be effective. But I could totally get the reasoning of not telling them because they probably just put a bullet in you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But he goes down, assuming you don't tell them, even if you do, you go down to the sewers to try to break in and get Clementine. Lee passes out. And he wakes up, and this isn't really a crime thing, but this is something I'm just curious on your opinions of. He wakes up, and they're going to cut his arm off, because he's bit on the forearm. They're going to cut his arm off, and they're going to see if that stops the infection. Not knowing if it would work, would you let them cut your arm off, or would you just keep going?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Take my arm.
Really? Okay.
Even if it, in that scenario.
Sure.
Absolutely. Take my arm.
Okay. Trevor?
Okay, so as the person with the bite, I would probably say, like, knock me out or put a bullet in me. But
really?
Yeah, but as the people that are doing this, I would say, like before, like, it's best to try to keep numbers, and like, even somebody with one arm can be an asset at some point and be useful.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a real shit situation, and I don't want to go cutting anyone's arm off or getting my arm cut off. Right. But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so to your point of, right, like, if I was in that situation, I'd have shot myself day one of the zombie apocalypse.
Oh.
Like, I'm not living that life. Yeah. And that there's no version of that where it's good.
So they're gonna cut his arm off, 127 hours style.
Oh boy.
Right.
No numbing agent or anything. That would suck.
Right.
I'm just saying that would suck.
It would, yeah.
It'd be bad.
It's bad.
But it's like,
and it's bad in the game.
Oh, you see it in the game?
Oh, I mean, you're him. Yeah, you think it just fades to black and comes back up? No, you have to, like, it's like, hit X to not scream, and you hit X and he screams anyway.
Uh-huh.
That's the game.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I was hoping it would be in that, like, that scene in You where it just pans up and you don't see shit.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all.
Damn.
I was going to say, I was actually surprised, like, hearing that, because most shows and, like, games nowadays, like, they're pretty graphic. So I was kind of surprised when you're like, yeah, they just don't show it. Like, oh, okay. I guess it's one of those shows.
Right. So that happens. He makes it up. And just to completely spoil everything that happens with this character, he gets there. They see, rescues Clementine. They see Clementine's parents as zombies or walkers. And Lee comes up with the idea. Yeah, it's dark. It's pretty traumatic. Mm-hmm. Lee coats Clem and himself in zombie guts so they won't smell like people, and they just walk through the herd.
They can do that?
And they get out. I guess. That was the first time I'd ever heard of it.
Okay.
And so then Lee, like, collapses, gives Clementine a gun, and says to kill him. Says, like, even if you cut his arm off, like, it didn't work. The bite was already in him. And Aww. So he's going to turn. And so he essentially says, like, I don't want to be one of them. Like, I want you, you need to finish this.
Wait. I thought if they die, then they do anyway.
Well, not if you get popped in the head.
Oh. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so there's not just going to be 8 billion zombies walking around at the end. Like, if you get shot in the head, you won't turn.
Okay. Thanks for that clarification.
Right. And so based on how you treat Clementine, she'll do it or not. Like, if she put a lot of trust into you and, like, looks up to you a lot, then she'll do it, like, out of respect. And then Clementine gets away. And she survives the game. Or at least the first season of the game. And Lee's dead. Doesn't make it. All of that said, say cutting off the arm worked and he lives. Say that a day after that, all zombies stop and that doesn't happen anymore. Like, people die and don't turn into walkers. Society builds back up. Should Lee still be sentenced and punished for what he did? He didn't solve the problem. He didn't find the cure. He didn't do anything. Should he still be punished?
How much time has passed?
6 months. I have no idea. I'm just guessing. I'd say 6 months.
I'm just thinking of, like, statute of limitations, like.
Sure.
But clearly that's not within the time frame. Probably.
I feel like everybody should get a good old-fashioned tabula rasa, you know? Like, clean slates for everybody. You get a clean slate.
Like, everybody gets a mulligan.
Yeah. Like, because everything that happened before the world went to shit, like, it doesn't matter anymore. It shouldn't matter anymore. Like, so are you just going to rebuild a whole society just so you can, you know, fuck somebody over that just survived the most traumatic situation known to man?
I mean, yeah, that would put a new perspective on humanity, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think that if, like, the world ends and we have to build a new society from scratch, essentially, that, like, at least by that point we'll have been a little bit more compassionate towards people that committed crimes in general.
Right.
And so at least get him something that can, like, help rehabilitate him into the society that is being created, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to put, like, the criminal justice system on blast, but it's not good right now.
Sure. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So to posit it from a different angle, if you were in a zombie apocalypse and you stumbled upon a prison and you found somebody still in there, like, still in a cell, would you ask them their crimes before you let them out?
No.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, are you fucking crazy? 110% I would.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I want the rap sheet. Like, this is a totally different situation than with Lee. Like, this isn't somebody that I've built up rapport with over months, and he's like they've been saving each other. Like, this is a person I just met. I don't know their character at all. So I'm gonna judge based on whatever they did. That's way different.
Well, it's also like, say this person's like breaking and entering. It's like, oh, fucking, who gives a fuck? Come help me. But what if this person's like a serial rapist or something?
Or like Ted Bundy.
I murdered 85 people last week.
Last, yeah.
Like, no, are you crazy?
I guess for me, I'm a very compassionate person, and I would rather them live. I think at that point in time, they would be so, like, grateful that they got saved in the first place that they wouldn't harm me in any way.
Man, we can only hope. But nah.
not for me. That point, it's like, I'm either going to get killed by zombies anyway, or by this person. So, like, it doesn't matter at that point.
Yeah, and Jeff wouldn't even be in this situation.
It's true. I'd have been out from day one. Final thoughts on the topic of societal obligations to punish somebody no matter what. I think in the context of, to make the podcast not take another 15 minutes, in context of the walkers and the zombie apocalypse in The Walking Dead. I think we're all in agreement that at that point, Lee's crimes don't really matter.
I wouldn't think so.
I'm cool with letting him be a free man.
Right. It was just an interesting thing that I thought would be. I'd be curious to see how other people would respond to that.
Yeah, for sure. So if you have any thoughts, comment on the podcast or on the Twitter page.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we could use.
Yeah,
some
for sure. Let us know. That's a good point. Let us know what you think of each episode, or if you agree with what we say. Cool, Trevor. You want to take us home?
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of Crime Pop. We really enjoyed it, and hope that you guys did too. If you liked it, why don't you try to rate us 5 stars and follow us on Twitter? Download the podcast every week. Man, we really appreciate it. I'm Trevor, and I was joined by Jeff and Sydney. See you in the next one.
Bye.
Arrivederci.